Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Our guest today, Priya Mulville. Priya, please tell us, first of all, where you're calling in from and what you do for a living with your brand, You Again.
Great. Good to see you, Matt. And I am calling in from Miami, Florida.
Awesome.
And I am the founder of You Again. You Again is a clean energy superfood brand designed for active people to help us fuel while we're on the go in a natural way.
It's amazing. And obviously, you know, getting involved in this space in the CPG world, you know, doing an entrepreneurial venture. What was kind of the big thing you noticed kind of out there in the market that you're trying to do it a little bit differently or maybe better with this brand?
Yeah. So I think the main thing, and I guess to kind of give a little bit of background on the brand itself, so which led to what we're doing right now, is I launched You Again at the beginning of 2021. So it's been a few years. And during that, it was COVID. But the whole mission and goal behind the brand is really just to get back to real food. So incorporating Eastern superfoods, things like that we've heard of quite a bit, turmeric, ginger, things I grew up with my ancestors in India, consuming and bringing that into a modern lifestyle, modern foods. And so we actually launched the brand with baking mixes. So very simple paleo gluten-free baking mixes that included these great ingredients as a way to introduce them in a way that, you know, people would find different to your question. And at the same time, it was COVID. So there was a lot of people at home trying to find better for you options and also being very mindful of their immunity health, right? So that's kind of where we started, and we're trying to do something differently. We launched the mixes into various retail stores, learned a lot about that category, which, you know, I can chat more about, but you know, since we've really kind of pivoted towards our super honey product and this line. So it still stays in line with, you know, getting back to real food and incorporating superfoods into a modern way and really introducing natural sources of sweetener, being honey, into everybody's life. So that's really what we're doing differently, is that when you go to the clean energy right now, clean energy is a really big category, but it's filled with so many different types of products, whether that be energy bars, energy drinks, shots, you know, there's so much there. But a lot of the ingredients are still just, like, for lack of better words, like crap, right? So it's like different types of sugar, sucralose. If you read the ingredient label, it's just stuff that's going to upset your stomach and give you the jitters. So what we're really trying to do is introduce people back to honey, just raw honey plus superfoods as your source of energy, because it's a slow release. It's natural. It doesn't give you that spike and the crash. And the thing that's really different, you know, going back to your original question, is that our form factor. So people usually consume honey in a jar, sometimes those sticks, but what we're doing differently is giving it to you in a grab and go pouch. It's easy to slip it into your purse, into your pocket, whether you're going out for a run or going in between meetings. It's just really, really simple. And it's something that's different. So that's, you know, a learning for us, but it's something we're really excited about, because it's a simple way to get that added energy to your day.
Yeah, no, I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think everybody today is looking for ways to eat healthier, incorporate better things into their diet, and something like this, that, you know, honey, you could put honey on anything. I mean, you put honey on your pancakes, you put honey in your tea, in your coffee. So I think it's a great way as, like, a delivery vessel, I suppose, for some of the things that people are trying to incorporate. They not only do it for most of the things that they're already doing, like, basically you're not having to change your habit or one of your, like, daily routines in order to incorporate this into what you're doing, which I think is really savvy. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's if I could expand on that for one second, something that we kind of learned through the evolution of the company so far is that exactly. It's like, what is something that, you know, stays in line with our mission, that's important to us? Like, you know, myself and my business partner / husband were endurance athletes. So, you know, fueling naturally just makes sense, but also that people understand already. So exactly what you said, it's simple. Like, if I've learned anything, it's keep it simple, right? And so honey is simple. People already enjoy it. use it. It might be a different form factor, but at the end of the day, if you know nothing else, you know how, you know, whether it's putting it in warm water for a tea or putting it over your pancakes, like it's honey. So I think you nailed it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I can tell that just from looking at the product on the website at first, I'm like, wow, like, this is the way that you do this and incorporate some of these things. Like, I saw like some of the ingredients like ginger, turmeric, those types of things that I love to incorporate into everything where I can, but it's usually like ready to drink or ready to eat things that I find. And, you know, I end up buying it a couple times and like, you know, incorporate it maybe like semi often, and then I just kind of forget and go back to like what I've always known. But you know, something like this, I feel like it gives you an opportunity to, you know, always have it around where you could, you know, utilize that and like kind of, you know, take a hold of that responsibility for yourself rather than relying completely on like, you know, purchasing it and having it come in a subscription, whatever the case might be, right?
Exactly. So,
no, that's amazing. Exactly. I love that. And what are the kind of lessons, I suppose, did you take away from the original products that you did with the mixes that you were selling?
Yeah.
What other kind of feedback did you find like in yourself, but also from maybe some of your customers as well?
Yeah. So, you know, I'd say we definitely have learned a lot. It was hard. It was hard for me because the, you know, our mixes really came out of just my backstory. So I struggled with hormone imbalances. And I, like I mentioned, I was an endurance athlete, but I pushed my body beyond its limits. And that caused a lot of issues, like I mentioned, with hormone, fertility, et cetera. So I was really like, but I have a sweet tooth. So I was really trying to figure out how to, you know, put all the pieces together. And so the mixes came out of just me, what I was consuming for myself and getting feedback from people and deciding to bring it to the market. So it was hard to kind of to pivot from that, but we learned a lot because, you know, one, if just to be super simple with the packaging, our original packaging, if we go all the way back and, you know, how it's evolved was like very like eccentric. We wanted to be different. We wanted to pull into our Indian roots, but we didn't have any product imagery on there. So if you're walking down the grocery store aisle, our first retailer was Erewhon in Los Angeles. You can't tell that it was a baking mix because it just has words. It has like what each of the ingredients means, but there's no cookie. There's no muffin on there. So people kind of just walked by it. So that was like lesson one, just being very simple on like packaging. Add the product to it, especially if it's something that's like different in the market, right? If people aren't going to know exactly what you again or what an Ayurvedic baking mix is, you know, so be very simple because when you are in retail, you have less than 3 seconds to get somebody's attention. So that was one thing we learned. And then just kind of going even deeper into just our retail positioning with that as the category. It's to what you were saying earlier, people buy baking mixes, especially like a cookie mix or, you know, something once in a while. You know, I think breakfast mixes have a higher velocity. People might be really dedicated to, you know, Birch Benders or Simple Mills and buy their pancake mix every single week. But cookies and sweets are a little different. And so without, you know, we've been a bootstrapped business without a lot of capital resources to put into mass distribution. So like, how can we really distribute big within the natural channels and put a lot of money behind that? Because I'm sure you know that retail, especially with these brokers and distributors, is really expensive. It's tough because your velocities aren't going to maybe support that distribution. So you're going to end up sitting on a bunch of inventory at distribution centers like we did with aging inventory. And so then you get into this situation where then you're, you know, you can no longer sell into retailers because you've been sitting on inventory for longer than, you know, their 9-month guarantee. And then you have to buy back all your inventory. So that was a big lesson we learned and a little bit of trouble we got into. You know, I have no shame in talking about that. It's you learn from it. And now we're just really a lot more strategic on how we're going to be launching into retail with our Super Honey.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I was going to ask, obviously, since I think one of the other transitions I know you said you made was like transitioning to kind of the Super Honey as the main product, but also transitioning more to like a direct to consumer model for the time being. Yeah. From what you can tell, I know you obviously come from a, you know, endurance athlete background, just generally athletic background. Do you find that your, you know, repeat customers and kind of like subscribers per se are kind of in that community? Or is it not maybe that specific?
It's split. So I would say new consumers, yes. And the reason is, and something we're actually leaning into, you know, one of our goals and like where we see the company is hitting the masses, right? So like, we don't want to just pigeonhole ourselves into like runners or ultra marathoners or anything like that. But, you know, as a brand that needs to build brand awareness, it is a good foot, you know, in the door because the form factor, they understand they might be switching from a honey stinger or a goo over to our product because it's a lot cleaner. So new customers like who we're acquiring, yes, what one of our big, you know, pushes right now is actually our Amazon business. So we're really targeting that community, people that go hiking, people that, you know, are in the endurance space. Our new product, or one of our best sellers, is our honey and salt. It's just raw honey with pink Himalayan sea salt. And that's been a big workout trend. I don't know if you've seen that, but just like having honey and salt before a workout. So that's kind of where we have started. But our current consumers, because we have a lot of consumers that have stuck with us since the beginning, they're really just like, you know, the moms, the busy people that like just don't have a lot of time and they want something on the go. So they might not be, you know, running the marathons or anything, but they're busy. They have no time. They still want energy, or they have like digestive issues, and like the ginger turmeric, the ginger honey is great for them. You know, we actually have some consumers that have blood sugar balancing, you know, whether that's diabetes or they're just more cautious of their blood sugar. And they notice that honey is a better solution than anything else. Like they're really sensitive to sugar. So that's why I say we're really split. But as we think about, you know, how we want to, you know, distribute into retail, we are going to start with the sporting goods stores and be a little bit more strategic with our distribution and capturing people that kind of already understand the form factor.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely makes sense. And I think a lot of people can fall into this trap of like not really understanding, you know, like somebody who already is going to understand some of the things that you're doing. Like those are going to be your like ideal customers, while the reach can very well be like much more general and much more broad, like across the board and nationally. I think it is important as far as like a brand identity in the beginning to, you know, get people on board who like they know exactly what it is, or like this is something I've been looking for, like I wish I had thought of this myself kind of feel, right?
Yeah.
So no, it's amazing. And as far as retail strategy goes, I've talked to so many very successful CPG brands just on this podcast alone that do exactly what you're doing right now, which is essentially doing almost like a proof of concept, do it through online selling to be able to, you know, not only get into those conversations with strategic retailers, you know, but also go in with like a leg to stand on to say like, listen, we know that this works. Like you're not taking as big of a risk on this as maybe something else. You know, maybe you can get, you know, maybe some kind of like, you know, more advantageous deal rather than, you know, going in with something that's like you just have a prototype and it's your first retail deal. Yeah, don't have any sales yet. So I think this is a really good and seemingly common, you know, motion for people who find success in retail these days. So just from my outside looking in experience, I would say you're on like a really good track with this product. And I think I can definitely see it like in Dick's. If I saw this in Dick's, I would probably be an impulse buy for
me.
For sure.
Yeah. Cause so it just awesome. Fits with the set. Right. And
that's
something
does,
else we learned with the mixes. We went straight into Air One, and then we turned, you know, we were in Los Angeles. So we got all those natural accounts out there. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to support it and hard to people to know, because we didn't establish brand awareness very well first. So
right. And the best thing about Dick's is all the stuff that they sell that's edible is right by the counter too.
Exactly.
At Dick's Sporting Goods. That's a really, I think, would mm-hmm. be a good one for you. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We're hoping for them and REI, and you know, we're really just zoning in on all those stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. And Priya, one question I do always like to ask everybody that comes on the podcast, if you were going to go back to 2021 and you'll give yourself any one piece of advice if you were to start this business again, what do you think that piece of advice would be?
That's a great question. I think for me, and we kind of have gotten there, but I have always been like, you know, I'm in this with my spouse and business partner, and I'm glad for that. But I think you have to be comfortable with the changes and the pivot. I see a lot of, you know, and I think we are doing it. Sometimes it's harder for me to do it, but I see a lot of love founders that get advice, whether that be from like they're pitching Whole Foods and they're like, hey, this is our piece of advice from a buyer. And then they don't want to take that seriously. So like I have done a better job in the last year or so taking advice, taking feedback and saying, okay, if it's coming from a great source, then like we need to implement this and change it. So I think I probably would have been a little quicker to pivot and to really like assess where we're putting our resources and say like, okay, this isn't working, and you know, change over to the Super Honey Hunt earlier than we did.
Yeah, I think it's really good advice actually, because obviously, as you know, especially in the CPG world, starting anything in, you know, packaged goods for consumers is just it. The roadmap is long. It takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And it's usually something that's close to you, like personally.
Yeah.
Almost everybody that I have on the podcast, I mean, they don't make it because like we thought this would be a great idea that can make a lot of money. It's like my father was going through chemo and he needed like an alternative to something that he loved. So I made it and now it's very popular. So it's like, I think people can get like, and rightfully so, very attached to their ideas and know that what they're doing is right because I've seen it work and affect somebody personally in their own lives. But at the end end of the day, you know, appealing to a mass market to try to scale something is not the same as appealing to, you know, the person, whether it's yourself or somebody else that you made this thing specifically for in the beginning, right? So I think that is really, really good advice for, and it's something I've obviously heard as an answer to that question before, folks who are having success like you are. So I appreciate you being a part of that conversation and kind of reaffirming that, because I think personally it's really important as well.
Yeah.
And then Priya, I just want to give you a quick opportunity as well, just for anybody listening who might be interested in maybe reaching out to you for a potential business partnership, or, you know, just want to see where they can, you know, find this or give it a try themselves. What's the best way to stay in touch with you all?
Yeah. So you can find us online at youagain, youagain.co. That's where our products are, a little bit more about me. We're also on Amazon right now. As I mentioned, we're really pushing our Amazon business because we're actually out of stock on a few of our items on our website. So that's You Again, you know, Super Honey on Amazon. And then you can always reach out to us at hello@youagain.co. And I'm on the email. So I always love chatting with potential customers and current customers.
Awesome. And also, is that you with your like chatbot tool that's on the website? Is that picture of you? That's amazing.
Yeah, I actually need to change that.
I love it. I think it's because just knowing that you're the CEO and I saw your face, I was like, that's very cool. But what tool is that, by the way? I'm always interested in these like chatbot customer service tools. They're very, very cool, the ones that are coming out now.
I forget what it's called. I want to say Talio or something like that, but I'd have to look back.
Well, just shoot me a message later on. Yeah. I'm always trying to look into like new tools like this because they're so cool. So
we're also on Instagram at youagain foods.
Awesome. Well, Priya, I just want to say thank you again for being here and coming on. I just want to wish you the best of luck and continued success. I love what you're doing, and really just looking forward to staying in touch as well. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thanks, Priya. Thanks, everybody.